Alright, so, last three pages. This basically just says that you've had a chance to look over all the other paperwork, you don't have any questions which haven't already been answered, and you really do intend to pay that mortgage check the way you already signed, saying you would about 15 times.
So, these are the only signatures which really matter.
Well, somebody thinks they all matter. It's a little bit less of an issue since you're buying from the county and not from a seller. They're happy to have this property off of their hands and earning property taxes, so they're less likely to give you any grief about things. Still, they want their collective backsides covered like anyone else. Thus, we slay a small force worth of paper for this transaction.
But this is my last chance to back out, isn't it?
Do you feel the need to back out? 5 bedrooms is a lot of house for one person.
Yeah, but I only plan to really live in one of them. I might make a studio out of the other one, but I'll probably keep the other rooms closed off when I don't have guests.
And do you plan on having guests often?
At least in the summer. I figure I can lure in some of my friends and family with a cheap fishing vacation next to the lake.
That seems reasonable. So let me ask the question again. Do you feel the need to back out? Are you having second thoughts?
No, I want this place. It's beautiful, it's peaceful, it's exactly what I want at about a third of the price I expected to pay. I'm just waiting for it to feel real.
Sadly, that's not a feeling you're likely to get from a signature. I see a lot of people expecting another shoe to drop. It ends up being more of a lost sock in the laundry.
It's probably good for you that you're a realtor and not a professional metaphor designer.
I chose my vocation carefully. So about that signature, where do we stand?
There. It's done.
Jeez.
Way too much feeling real.
That was awfully close. I think lightning must have struck the lake.
Will that happen often?
It's not something I hear from other people on the lake, but maybe they're used to it.
So I asked for a feeling of closure, and instead I got an omen of destruction.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
You don't see it that way?
I don't believe in omens as a general rule, but let's say you're right. What happened here? Lightning hit the lake. Arguably, that is the least damaging place lightning could have hit. The thunder was loud, sure, even a little scary, but in the grand scheme of things, it was harmless.
Sound and fury signifying nothing.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm guessing you're planning the great unpacking?
I'm doing it in stages. I made my bed for the first time in the new place, but that's all the unpacking that's happening today. Tomorrow is the studio, and then the kitchen on day 3. For now, I'm just going to sit on the swing on the porch and look at the lake.
Isn't it a little cold?
I have a jacket. And this way my arms are covered in case of early mosquitoes.
Well, you earned it.
I got lucky.
You built your own company, and then you sold it for a big payoff. You didn't win the lottery or suddenly develop a case of rich dead relative.
We were selling something in a niche market, and suddenly a lot of people wanted in on that. We were in the right place at the right time.
You say that like you feel guilty about it, and I'm just going to tell you to knock it off. If you're competing for a promotion and the other candidate gets the flu the day of the interview, sure, you might say you got lucky. But you had to have been up for the promotion in the first place for that to have even mattered. Fine, you got lucky. So what? You had to earn the chance to be lucky. And you did. And you were. So good job with that. Now enjoy the lake house which you earned.
I guess.
I'm rolling my eyes at you. You can't see it, but I'm totally doing it.
Sometimes it's just hard to have a happy ending when so many people don't get one.
You are way too young to be talking about endings of any kind. You want to get some more happy endings going? You've got plenty of time to help other people. You hired that contractor, right?
Yeah, to fix my own house.
You're letting a professional do the job they trained for, and you're paying them a fair price to do so. He will then take that money, pay for other people's labor, grow his company, and put food on his family's table. You don't have to be selfless to still do something which is a net good.
I suppose.
Ugh. Stop being a downer. Stop feeling guilty for not being a failure. You've had some wins, which you are completely entitled to celebrate. You're going to paint tomorrow, right?
Once I unpack the studio, yes.
Good. Enjoy yourself. Recharge. Take a break from all the responsibility you usually heap on yourself. Just do what you feel like doing. No planning on next steps or how to better mankind. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is just you and a canvas, okay?
I think I can do that. Love you, Jackie.
Love you too, little sis.
I'm sorry. I'll try not to wake you next time. Go back to sleep.
Hold on. What? No one there. Door's still closed. I didn't hear anyone open it. I was dreaming. What else could explain it?
Promises were made.
What? Still dreaming. Voices from nowhere. Still dreaming.
New bed, new mattress, strange surroundings. Yeah, I probably would have had nightmares too.
Maybe not nightmares, but it was unsettling. Hard feelings to shake, you know?
Can't say that I do. But you've got nothing in that room but bare walls. Everything's gonna sound old and hollow. Put up some drapes. It'll probably help. Or you look into some textured wallpaper if you want to hire my crew for another day.
Not a fan of wallpaper, but I get what you're saying.
Is there any way I can convince you to go spend a night in a hotel?
Why?
Well, the wiring is mostly okay here, though I can't promise you it's perfect. But definitely, no questions asked, you need to switch that fuse box over to a breaker box. I can work on that today. But that's what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. And I still might not get done by tonight if something comes up.
And with a house this old, something will probably come up.
Maybe. Won't know until I look.
All right. I'll let you to it. If something does come up, let me know. I'll start calling hotels. I'm going to go paint while I still have sunlight.
That works.
Come on. Come on.
Hi.
Morning. Come on, just a little further.
That is an old ladder. Are you sure it's safe?
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm really okay if those light bulbs don't get changed today. Dave's gonna pull the fuse box anyway.
I said I'd get this done. Almost got it.
Well, all right. Dave, before you get started on the box, can you help the guy you have working on the light in the dining room? I don't think that ladder's safe.
What? Whoa.
Oh, geez. I hope he's okay. Nothing?
I would have sworn it came from here.
Where did the old guy go?
Who?
The guy with the gray hair and beard. He was right here before I came back to you.
Miss Lawrence? I don't have anyone on my team over 30, and I didn't have anyone changing light bulbs.
Thank you for making space at the last minute, Mrs. Willis.
Oh, Meredith, please. I'm always happy to have a customer, especially in the off season. Will home fries and spinach quiche work for breakfast tomorrow?
Since I'd be eating a granola bar at home? Yes, that would be fine.
So, you bought up the old Parker place?
You know it?
I was considering buying it myself, but I have enough going on with one B&B. Heck, the place almost belonged to my family anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, the last child of the Parker family was Margaret Parker, and she was engaged to my great-granduncle, Horace. If they'd gotten married, the family might still be living there today.
What happened?
World War I. He died in the Battle of the Hindenburg Line. After Margaret heard the news, she died a few days later.
Wow. And they still call it the Parker Place?
Well, I think Margaret's parents lived there another 20 years or so, and there have been other owners, but no one stayed for too long. The big reason, though, is that it's on Parker Road, which is a turnoff for one of the public boat launches. We're a tourist town, so everyone knows Parker Road, and your house is probably the most distinctive building on that stretch. I'm afraid it's going to be the Parker Place no matter how long you live there.
Well, I guess there are worse fates.
So what do you think of the place?
I never really understood what it meant for a place to be too much house for one person. It's more than just the size, isn't it?
I guess it can be.
I don't know that the Parker Place is ready to welcome me yet.
Oh, don't worry about that. I know in those old houses it feels like the walls have memories. But memories can't hurt you.
So this is really happening.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream of home.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
You're Margaret, I take it.
I am. I'm very sorry about the other night. I really didn't want to disturb you.
I don't know that there was any way to avoid that.
I know, but you honestly don't need to worry. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt anyone.
So, what do you want?
I guess want doesn't really make a difference to me anymore.
Then why are you here?
Because I promised to wait.
And I promise to come back.
Horace! This is the new owner of the house.
Horace, so you're here too?
Not really. That's sort of the problem.
You can't pass by that fence, can you?
I can't. Because I never did.
Didn't you die in Europe?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, but why doesn't it matter?
You should talk to Harriet.
Who?
Harriet. She's the oldest. She understands these things better.
I have another ghost in the house?
Harriet can help you. We need to be here right now.
You two just stand here and talk over the fence?
Not really.
There's nothing to talk about.
But when we're this close, it's almost like things are all right.
Fine.
There's a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. Turn the dark cloud inside out till the boys come home.
Harriet! Harriet, I was told you could answer my questions, and I need you to know I'm not in the mood to be very patient about it.
I already told you.
Oh. I would tell you not to scare me like that, but I don't think you can help yourself.
It's more that I can't control what you feel.
All right. Whatever. I need some answers.
I already gave them to you. Promises were made.
Promises? That wasn't Margaret. That was you.
Yes.
Okay, but what does that mean?
Promises are powerful things. At least the ones we really mean.
Promises are... Why, Horace and Margaret are still here?
Horace isn't here. but he promised he would be. That really isn't a promise a soldier should make, but he meant it.
So that's why he's outside the gate and not in Europe. This is where his promise is.
And she promised to wait until he came back. She's still waiting.
Because that's what she promised to do. All right, what about the old man with the ladder? There really wasn't an old man, was there? Just a promise that old man made?
That's right. He promised his wife that he'd fix the house while she was out. He'll keep trying. Because that's what he promised to do.
And you? No, none of that. No secrets, nothing hidden. You are going to tell me what I need to know.
Why do you think you need to know?
I could tell you, but I'd rather show you.
Oh, hey! Did you forget something? I didn't see anything when I cleaned the room.
No, that's not it. Meredith, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I should tell you up front that if you ask why I'm asking, I am not going to have a good answer.
Are you all right?
I think I am, but there's a lot of things that aren't, and I want to fix at least one of them.
What do you need?
Do you have anything that belonged to your great-granduncle Horace? Anything at all?
I do. There's a box with his army medals. And I have the pipe he used to smoke.
You're sure it's his pipe?
There's a couple of photos of him with it, I'm sure.
This is $500. I want to buy that pipe from you.
What?
I told you I wasn't going to be able to give you a good reason. I just need that pipe. I need something of Horace's to be in my house.
I didn't tell you this last night because you looked pretty freaked out. There's a story you can get the old folks at the bar to tell you if they get a few drinks in them. They talk about the young man they see walking down Parker Road sometimes. The young man who wears an old army uniform and who isn't there anymore if you look a second time. He's always on Parker Road, and he's always heading in the same direction. Is that why you need the pipe?
That's... Yeah, that's why.
Then I don't need your money. Wait here.
Horace, come here, please.
I'm here.
Tell me, you recognize this?
Yeah. My father gave me that when I got out of high school. My mother yelled at him for 2 days straight.
All right, then come on.
What's going on?
Horace, come on.
I can't go past the gate.
Yes, you can, because a part of you just did.
Horace!
Margaret, I'm...
You're home.
I'm going to find an open wall socket or something so I can bury this in the walls. You've come home, Horace. And Margaret, you can stop waiting. I'm hoping this means goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I trust I made my point. Now, what promise is keeping you here?
They're gone. They were here so long. But now they're gone.
Answers, please.
I told my sister I would be a better person. I'd been so horrid to her. But then I went up the stairs to sleep off the drink, and I stumbled and fell.
So, you must have really meant what you promised.
I wouldn't still be here if I didn't.
All right, then. Come on. Hi there! How's it going?
I can just about reach it.
Yeah. Yeah, just about. So, why don't you hold the ladder for him?
What?
Hold the ladder. It's a nice thing to do. The kind of thing you do if you wanted to be a better person.
I don't know if I can.
I don't either, but I know you should try.
Oh, I'm all right. I don't need a hand.
No. No, it's no trouble.
Oh, well, thank you, I suppose. Ah, Well, will you look at that? I reached it.
I don't think I'm a much better person.
Maybe not much, but you are a better person. Go now. You're allowed.
Thank you.
Okay, now I pretend this whole thing never... Jeez! Hello?
Just calling the nag.
Jackie?
Yeah? How much painting did you get done yesterday?
You called to ask me that.
I told you. I'm here to nag. I want you to relax and take care of yourself. So how much painting did you get done?
Not really, Annie. Something came up, but I think it's all solved now.
Well, good. So no excuses. Promise me you'll get something on canvas today. Kim?
It's going to be a long time until I make another promise, Jackie. But I will try.
You have been listening to Promising Real Estate, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Kim Lawrence was Liz Music. The Realtor was Andrew Dell. Jackie was Brianna Kuby. Margaret was Rebecca Scheimer. Harriet was Andy Gastenge. Dave was Rick Tennant. The Old Man was Aaron Manka-White. Meredith was Jill Wenzel. And Horace was Adam Gastenge. Sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.